If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Finding the perfect project manager isn't easy. But at Upwork, we found him. He's in Adelaide. Between his color-coordinated sticky note collection and the cutest box lunch we have ever seen. And you can find him right now on Upwork.com. When the world is your workforce, finding the perfect project manager, designer, developer, or whomever you may need tends to fall right into place. Find top-rated talent who can start today on Upwork.com.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Hi, you're listening to Agony Rants.
I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and that wasn't rehearsed at all.
Welcome to our show. Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm not bad at all.
Very good. Okay, that's very up for you. What's going on?
I'm very excited this week because ABBA are back. I'm sure you knew that because I presume there's a WhatsApp group with all the Eurovision winners and you all just have conversations. Like, I'm sure there was, like, for years there was ABBA having a will we won't we and, you know, Celine Dion, Dana, they were all chipping in going, I'm not sure.
should you do it? Yeah.
Well, ABBA are back and the new album's out today and I'm kind of excited about it.
Are you kind of?
Well, it'll be the first time, given how much I love ABBA, that I'll be able to go into a record shop and actually buy it on the day of release.
Okay, that's very true.
That is very true.
And that is a really good thing.
The only thing I'm not sure about is they're doing, have you heard that they're doing live shows?
Yeah.
They're doing live shows, but they're not really there. It's like they're doing hologram shows.
Well, usually people do that when they're dead.
See, that's my point. I think it's all well and good to do a hologram show when you're dead. Like Whitney Houston was in the Bord Gash. Everyone had a good time.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But I think if your reason for doing a hologram tour is you're just not arsed doing a tour.
Are they doing the gig every night or are they just doing it once?
Well, this is actually the thing that's bothering me even more, right? Is because they're doing this whole thing of like pre-sale tickets. This is going to sell out. And it's like, why is it going to sell out? It's in a purpose-built venue. It's holograms. Surely you can do as many shows as you want. Just rewind it. Like there's nobody going, you have me for, you know, 6 months and that's it. It's like this can run forever. It's a video.
Okay. So yeah, but then I'm gonna say back in the day, we used to love going to see Stop Making Sense every Friday night. Late, we used to watch it in the Ambassador Cinema.
Making Sense?
Oh, Talking Heads concert. It was just a live concert videoed, but it was a movie of their thing. And you used to go and actually live the concert. I mean, it was the same concert, obviously. You know, it's exactly the same. Came out in this big suit every single time. But it was amazing.
But it wasn't 100 quid a ticket.
No, you're right. Really was.
I mean, it's the difference.
No, but I only worked in Dunn's at the time. So, you know, chances are it was the same relative amount of money to me.
But I'm very conflicted about it. I think I'm going to go. Like, I'm definitely think I'm going to go because I want to see it.
Okay.
But I don't know why they're making us feel like there's a rush on this.
Well, it's like anything. I know exactly why they're doing it because they want to sell the tickets early so they can fund it. You know, I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Listen, you always want to sell out.
It's your insider knowledge. That's what this is.
You sell out. Everybody wants to have sold out. You want people to go, oh my goodness, I loved COVID for that because, you know, only 40 people can come. You could sell out real easy. No, very few things we love COVID for, but that's definitely one of them.
I can't wait till there's a Eurovision winners hologram tour in like 50 years time. I think it'd be brilliant.
You just basically said I can't wait till you're dead.
No.
You did. You knew by my face. That's what you said.
You'll still be here because you're a very young for Eurovision winners because they're, you know.
50 years time, I'll be 103.
Look, medical science is going to improve, Niamh. You'll be on a Zimmer frame and you'll just be side stage and they say, Like, the show has been delayed because we have to change a bulb in Dana.
What are you doing? Anyway, so the hologram tour, actually, but I think, is that not your nirvana? Because you would be delighted to tour without actually physically leaving anywhere.
Totally. From now on, I'm not touring. From now on, what I want is everyone to come to me. It's like the mountain has to come to Muhammad.
What? To your apartment?
Well... like the venue closest to it. Okay. I mean, depending on ticket sales, the apartment could be fine. Like, like, depends what we're basing this on.
Okay.
But I will say, yeah, I mean, that is my dream. I have to say that is my dream. Like, to be paid very well for work already done. That's my...
Listen, that is the holy grail for anybody. I know. Right? It's like...
So we asked for your DIY stories and boy, did we get them.
Oh, we did.
We really, really did.
We really did.
Like you and your husband, like you're quite DIY. Like,
yeah, actually.
I would regularly, you know, be talking to you while you're...
Okay, yeah, be very careful where you're going with the story.
You know, painting a hall stairs in London, like you, I know. You have it in you.
I know, it's very true. Actually, I did that. I had a kind of quiet little moment in February last year. And
before you had a big quiet moment.
Before the big quiet moment. But I didn't know the big quiet moment was coming because obviously I had a load of work for the rest of the year. And I thought this is a good opportunity because I went away and I said to Paul, I think I'll just paint in under that hall stairs. You know, there was a little section underneath the stairs in the hall. And I said, I'll just paint that and, you know, freshen it up when I come back. So I put some primer paint on it. I went away to do a gig and I came back and he took the executive decision to paint it a completely different colour, which meant that I had to paint all of the hall. And when I tell you that the hall...
It's a big hall.
Well, the hall is the whole gable side of the wall of the house. So it's basically, you know, me with very long rollers. And I had a quiet period before in the February. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do that. I literally finished the last bit of painting a week before they shut us down. So that was me. Hurrah. Hurrah. Yeah, so I didn't even have anything to paint when it happened.
The only bit of DIY I did was, I kind of got into it at the end. You know, like when people were like, I'll try anything at this point. And towards the end, I decided I had this in my kitchen. I had a press, that one of those presses that I didn't really use. And I thought, do you know what would be lovely there? It would be a set of drawers.
Okay. So what kind of press was this now?
It was just like a little square press.
And it was
under one drawer. And I thought, well, what I should do is take out the press and just put in four drawers where the press was.
That's very advanced.
It's very advanced. But I thought, I did that obnoxious thing of thinking, how hard can this be? Like
YouTube.
People train for like 4 years.
I know.
And I watched two YouTube videos and go, I have it. This is no problem.
Tell me there was a trip to a DIY store.
There was a trip to a DIY store.
Did you go at like a proper big style DIY store or did you go to a proper hardware store?
No, I went to Noyx. Like it was like a kitchen provider.
Oh, okay. That's very specific.
It was very specific.
So I hear the money going out of your pocket there right now.
Yeah, exactly. And it was one of those really masculine places. Oh. Like, you know, because you know even the theme tune. The kitchen door, decks and floors. If Nia Newman wants to sponsor this podcast, Niamh will gladly sing it. It won't be me.
No.
But
is that your masculine ad?
That was my... It's really masculine. Like, it's actually quite an aggressive ad.
Okay.
So I went and I bought all the stuff that I didn't know the names for any of it.
And did you have a list?
I did have a list because I just did front, back, sides, runners, handle.
Tell me the list had like technical terms like the thing that has run... You know, like pulley things on the side.
That's literally what it was. It was like, I need a pulley thing. I need the thing that sits into that.
And did you go advanced? And did you want that kind of soft close option?
I did ask about a soft close option. And
did he say that was a step too far for you, dear?
No, I assumed.
Did he call you dear?
No, he didn't, actually. He didn't call me dear. There was nothing friendly about the man at all. In fact, what he did was he said... he just sold me everything I asked for, which a lot of it I didn't need. And it was €600. For four drawers that I was putting in myself.
Some people get a whole kitchen for that. Like, I'm not going to lie.
€600. And when he told me the price, I was just like, yeah, wrap it up. Wrap it up. Put it on the card. Yeah, 600, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. For no other reason than the fact that I was bull thick. I was like, I will not have this guy get the better of me. It's like,
oh, 600, my goodness.
Is that all? Is that all?
I hate that. I hate that when you go into somewhere, like no I go in with my car places and I get that same attitude and they call me dear. My favourite moment ever was the man who told me that my central locking wasn't working quite right. And I said to him, could you just check the lock on that side? It's not opening properly or it's not, you know, it's a bit sporadic. I appreciate that it might be difficult to check, but, you know, is there any chance you can have a look to see if there's anything kind of askew with it? And he had the cheek to tell me when I came back that, it was to help lady drivers. You know, there's a special security thing for lady drivers. And so, is that so? Says I, equally patronised back to him. And I said, exactly, how does the car know it's a lady driving? Just, you know, as lovely. A matter of interest.
Standing there, showing no emotion, my keys are locked inside.
So did you build these drawers? Any chance?
I did. I built them. It was genuinely, I've never come so close to taking my own life. It took about, I would say, 3 days to put in 4 drawers. Oh. Because you know what they do? They don't, on standard flat packs, they tell you exactly how to do it. Mm. But on flat packs that carpenters are supposed to use, they don't give you measurements. They say drill, you know, the same.
It's like doing the bake-off.
Yeah, it's like the same length as this. Drill that amount from this thing. So you don't actually have measurements. And then you've got a drill and every drill, like if you drill something, you can't undrill it.
I'm well aware of that.
I was just explaining that in case it was a lady listening to the podcast.
Because it was a lady, is that it? Yeah. Well, you know, I spent quite, I actually do love DIY now, to be fair. I will always assemble things. I can't let Paul near any assembly because he doesn't read a single instruction, right? he doesn't. I am the type who takes everything out of the box and makes sure everything gets checked off on the list. And then I lay it out in such a way that I can figure out how to get this together. I assembled our kitchen. I let him put it in, but I assembled.
Oh, but you put it together?
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't let him near it. Because he makes it up and then there's stuff left over and it really freaks me out. Like
couples doing that sort of stuff, it doesn't work. It absolutely doesn't work. I remember we tightened our bed, right? Because it had got... not for any good reason, just it was pure age. Like, but the bed had got loose. But...
Is that from putting all the ironing on it?
Basically, yeah. But... it's from two old fat bastards lining it. That's what it's from. But I like I'm very organized with regard to, like, you know, all the tools and hammers and all that sort of stuff. So everything has its drawer and everything has its place in the press where all that stuff is. Right?
That's why we're friends.
So I've got a drawer for Allen keys.
Do you really?
Yeah, because I sorted it out when I did. Remember the Marie Kondo thing?
Yeah. Oh, you know, you did touch you do
it.
That?
Yes, I did it.
Did you touch it? Did Alan Keyes spark joy?
Well, clearly the one for the bed didn't because that was missing. There were 38 Allen keys in that drawer and there was not the one for the
bed. I have another question. It sparks so many questions, that conversation. Do you have a drawer for the radiator key?
I don't have radiators.
Oh, you don't have radiators?
No. I've storage heating.
Oh.
It's the new frontier.
I'm sorry for your troubles. Okay, so anyway, moving right along, I have a quick DIY story to tell you.
Oh, go on.
Okay, a young DIY story. So I'm really good at painting, and so I do all the prep. I'm very good about prepping the walls. I understand about the painting, cutting in, all that sort of stuff. I'm very meticulous about all that. Cannot wallpaper for the love of God, like, you know, so don't ask me. There's no wallpaper in my house. But in my ute, when we moved into a house, we moved up to Willow Park, actually. One of my earlier boyfriends, shall we say, basically, and I decided we would get this wallpaper up. And he said, I'm going to help you get the wallpaper up. And clearly he had other agendas to get away to very fast because he was just...
We're going to get this done so we can get something else done.
Yes, something else done very fast. We put this wallpaper up and it was only lining paper, to be fair. It wasn't a big deal. We were just kind of relining it so I could paint it. And my father walked in the room while we were doing it and he just took one look and said, that's lovely, and walked out knowing full well that the next morning I was going to wake up with all of the wallpaper on the floor, which is exactly what happened.
I see, fair play to him.
I know. He didn't say anything. To be fair, my father is amazing like that. He knew it was coming. And the next day then he just came in and basically started again. He let us leave and then...
Well, what we did was we asked you to tell us about your DIY disasters. And a few people got in touch. Josh, this is very exciting.
Okay.
Josh is American, clearly, because he says, one time I was trying to change a light bulb on a ceiling fan. You see, we don't have ceiling fans in Ireland.
No.
With the fan on because it was hot AF. And accidentally...
Sorry, is AF tech speak for something?
Hot as...
Oh, okay. I'm back in the room now. Go ahead.
Yeah. So he was trying to change the light bulb on a ceiling fan with the fan still on, and he accidentally turned on the fan to a higher speed. And then one of the blades snapped off the fan and impaled a bedroom wall. I was lucky it didn't hit me or decapitate me.
There's so many things wrong with that. And I just want to say, like, for the record, we have a ceiling fan in our front room.
Oh.
Well, I say we. Paul had it there before I came and I just didn't object enough.
Does it still work? Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Very fancy.
I know.
God, look at that.
It's
the life we don't know.
I know. To be fair, I've literally turned it on about 3 times in my life and only to get the smoke out from the kitchen.
Was that to do a Bonnie Tyler Zoom show if you wanted to? Need a bit of wind effect. Bit of a wind machine here, please.
Who does anything with electrical with the electrics on? What is wrong with you?
It must have been very warm.
And I'll be honest with you, I've changed light bulbs and the last thing you do is leave the light on while you're doing that.
See, that's your safe. Very safe, Niamh. Whereas people like me and Josh, we like to live on the edge.
So you're using the word safe in place of boring. Isn't that right? That's what you're really referring there?
Well, no, I don't think it would be boring to not be electrocuted.
Or impaled.
It was a lesson learned.
It's clearly...
You probably won't do it again.
And clearly see, here. Clearly.
They also have... they've got very dangerous sort of equipment. Like, they've got garbage disposals over there. And,
you're just assuming he's American. He may not be American.
I'm almost certain he is.
Okay.
I'm almost certain.
Okay, so... Because he's called Josh? What is it? Is Josh only an American?
I think I think when I got this, I had a look at his profile.
Is that normal for you? Looking at people's
I'm a total creep. I'm sorry if you're emailing into this show and I can find you.
We want to know about you.
I'm doing a deep dive.
Sarah Stokes. Oh, this is very official. We don't normally get a second name. So me and my husband are so unbelievably shit at maths and measuring that we once nearly ordered a kilometre of tiles for our little ensuite shower. I'm sorry. I have to laugh at that because with a kilometre of tiles, you could conceivably tile from one side of the Golden Gate Bridge to the other. That is the truth.
That's a hell of an ensuite.
I had to look it up to see what a kilometre of tiles would do, and it would literally go from one side of the Golden Gate Bridge to the other.
Now, this is easy done because when I got my apartment, me and my mum did the measuring and my mum did the writing down. And
are you blaming Deirdre now?
I'm not blaming Deirdre.
I'm not sure Deirdre deserves that.
Well, it is what happened though.
Okay, come on then.
So she was in the writing down and I then was delighted because I assumed I needed a lot less carpet and a lot less wood for the floor than I actually did.
So did you have a mat?
And I bought very high quality
mat.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, I did one bedroom barely with what I had spent the money on, and I had to, the carpet in the other room's like a badger's arse.
Were you going out looking for roadkill? Is that what you're doing?
At this point, it was a disaster.
Probably what saved them is probably one of their parents.
Well, my dad used to always say, measure twice, cut once.
Funnily enough, not only your dad used to say that. I've heard that on DIY.
Very much. That's very much an Eamon Farrelly maxim.
Okay, Louise. Okay, so Louise comes with a visual aid.
Yes, we have the photograph. Louise says, my father thought a pipe in the attic did nothing and he was wrong. And sweet mother of God, the picture. The plasterboard is gone.
Oh my gosh.
And we can just see the beams of the house.
That's a sizable hole, if you don't mind me saying. And do not use that as your ringtone for the next month. I'll kill you. Wow, Louise, that is pretty serious now. I'm looking at it and that involves insulation and everything going on there.
Yeah, everything collapsed.
And the cross beams.
I think the
everything.
Lesson there is just get someone that's qualified. Or I'd say Christmas tree and everything was destroyed when that fell down.
Some spread.
Okay, we move on to Tig. I just bought a place and I can't get a carpenter. So I have decided to enroll in a part-time course in carpentry starting in September. What could go wrong? I might have a DIY disaster for you soon. Tig, this is what's wrong with the human race.
By November. At the moment. By November, he will be making like cabinetry.
I would say you need to enroll in a first aid course first. Because judging by what we've learned. I do think though that this is what's wrong at the moment with the human race, because everybody thinks that they're an expert.
No, but listen, I think I'm all for Tig. He's doing his best.
€600 is what it cost me, Tig.
I know, but
that's
you
what
see,
those
you know,
cost.
It will not cost Tig €600. He'll be doing his course, and by the end of it, by the end of the first year, he'll have a very good spice rack. No, listen, he's at least trying to learn. It could be worse.
Well done.
It could be worse. He'd be doing it in a controlled environment, surely.
Oh, the thing about it is, Tig, if you're doing the course, they must be where you get the, where they tell you, you know, to wear the Snickers.
Oh, the Snickers. Now, listen, right. This is a conversation we have to have again, right? Because we talked about Snickers before and I kept thinking, why is he talking about a chocolate bar? I don't understand.
No.
But it turned out that they're actually trousers, aren't they?
That's the most old lady thing you've ever said.
Is it though? I've said quite a lot of old lady things.
Snickers, they're kind of like Combats and workmen wear them.
Oh, I've seen
them. And it just
them.
Makes the average man look a lot more attractive.
Yeah, that's debatable. You know?
They do.
Okay.
I think that they're designed to be like loads of pockets. So if you have loads of tools that you need close to hand, they're there.
Okay.
But also they do make the average bloke...
Better than your average
Look
bear.
Better than your average bear. Exactly.
But here's the thing. After you told me about that, right, I went and looked it up online, right? And I said, I'll have to see what this Snickers is. And I'm always a bit nervous about looking up things that you tell me to talk about. Because sometimes it doesn't quite go the way I think it's going to go. And so I looked up the Snickers and obviously it came up the, you know, the bar. And then it had the picture of these trousers, which I recognised from various tradesmen who may or may not have appeared at my house. But anyway, so the next thing, of course, Amazon is suggesting I buy them. Anyway, so yeah, Amazon are absolutely inundating me with pictures of workmen, and that is my excuse, and I am sticking to it.
Lucky you, Neith. You're welcome.
I know. Listen, Tig, you could send us in a lovely photograph of you in your new Snickers, because you're definitely going to have a pair. If you're going to go and
it's
learn
outrageous.
The DIY camper.
I'd like to distance myself from that remark. So we have a problem, Eve. We have another problem.
For some reason,
people keep sending them, and I'm here for it.
Okay.
Dear Eve and Garrod, can't wait to find out what these are for, because actually, this was...
We put a shout out before we actually became out.
Yeah, before we actually came out and said we were a podcast.
Yeah.
So this was sent in before.
It was very trusting of you actually to send in your stories, considering you didn't know what the hell you were sending them in for.
I know. I mean, if I knew what it was for, I wouldn't send it in. But when it was a shot
so
in the dark.
You so would. Are you kidding me? Come on.
I love the advice of strangers. I cannot wait to find out what these are for, but whatever it is a great idea. I'd love that support. I saw Niamh at the Eurovision show in the Cork Opera House, and I saw Garrod in Cocklands in Cork a couple of weeks ago. And it's actually Collins. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
About that. Collins, yes.
It's the way you say it.
Yeah, apparently in Cork, you have to say Collins, but everywhere else it's Cocklands.
Okay.
But Cork don't like...
Well, they do their own thing. They're unique in the world. Come
on, they
move
don't
on.
Like you.
Move on before we fall out of that.
They don't like you putting in a cock where it shouldn't be.
I'm an honorary. Oh my goodness. Move on.
More power to them. Anyway, I have a DIY related problem. I've just bought a house with my boyfriend and we are getting married next year. Mm-hmm. It's a nice house and there is a bit of work to be done and we have spent all our money on buying the house. So my boyfriend has decided that he is going to do the work himself. He's not a builder or a carpenter. He is a teacher.
Mm.
Yeah, no. That's your first mistake.
Keep moving.
His father is retired and is helping him. His father isn't a builder either. And his house is the house that Jack built. They have started to put in a new bathroom and tile the kitchen backsplash. They have also started to take out a wall in the sitting room. This has been going on since we moved in February. Oh my God. Nothing is finished and I am starting to crack up. My husband is waiting for his dad to be free. And when he does come over, they spend the time talking and mess the place up, hardly making any progress. And I am at the end of my rope. I need to put a stop to this and I don't know how. Most of our stuff is still in boxes. I just want to settle in properly and I'm sick of living in a building site. What do you think I should do?
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
This is a, you see.
Sandra?
Is it Sandra? Yes.
Is it?
No, this is T.
T. Okay, so. Oh, dear. This is a big thing. T, you don't really give your name and I don't blame you. This is like, I've lived this life, I'm going to tell you now, because my husband has hands for anything and I'm not just boasting, right? he has hands for anything in regards to, he seems to be able to turn his hand to any DIY. He's phenomenal and he saved us a lot of money, shall we say, over the period of time, not having to get in people to fix things and do stuff. And he really is very good at it, except there is no sense of urgency in any way about anything. And one needs a very high level of tolerance to deal with the fact that you may live with it for long as a process for quite a long time. Now, I'm impressed by it. And I made a decision many years ago that I'm going to accept this, breathe in and allow it to occur. And occasionally, if I feel he needs a little...
There was a handful of Valium involved in that decision.
Shall we say, there might have been some ice cream involved, which would be my Valium. This is a difficult one, but the truth is you need to focus them and actually, or else surprise them with a holiday, send them away and get people who are capable in to fix it.
Well, I think when you're paying these people, you're paying for efficiency. That's what you're paying for. Because, I mean, with all of the resources that we have.
You know.
No, I'm not dismissing the craft.
Okay, be careful
but,
here.
But what you're paying for is the end date.
No, it's true. Like, you are more in control of it.
We're coming this morning and by tomorrow, this will be done and it'll be out of your life.
Okay, yeah. Sometimes that happens. Do you know, it's funny actually. Do you know how I solve some of my problems with tradesmen? Is I only had Earl Grey tea in the house and they will not have a cup of tea from you if it's Earl Grey because it's not real tea.
Oh, that's a proper tip.
Anyway, I'm going to tell you that this is quite difficult because it's your dad in law and your husband, right? This is quite difficult.
Yeah, it is difficult.
I know. And are you at the early, you're just moving into the thing, maybe you're...
Well, they're not married yet. So they're getting married next year. I mean, I think it's difficult if she's not a teacher and she's marrying a teacher because the resentment of the summer holidays with a teacher, if you're not a teacher, that will present difficulties in a marriage.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And do you know what the other problem with this is? If he's a teacher and you're working for those 3 months, what's going to happen is all of these odd jobs, like if you don't get on top of this now, are going to be, I'll do that during my summer holidays. And every single summer holidays that man has is going to be taken up. Your house is going to be in the condition that it is now because he'll leave all of the jobs like, I'll do them. Don't you worry, love. June, July and August. So what you need to do is you need to get on top of this right now because you are actually now... You are setting up the blueprint for the rest of your life. No pressure.
Okay. No, you're no right. Pressure. You're right. This is definitely about how you're going to move forward in your relationship and how your father-in-law is going to involve himself in it. I will say this. Your father-in-law clearly is investing himself in you, and that's not a bad thing. I think that you can focus them on one job at a time. You need to get that sorted and really prioritise them and tell him that if he doesn't have them completed by a certain date, you won't marry him. I think that'll probably work.
Wow. And you say that I'm the one with the sledgehammer.
Well, I just say, if it bothers you now and you're not even married, there's a whole mountain of stuff coming in behind that's going to be really more difficult. No, listen, let me tell you, it's not. It's very simple. You have to really focus them. And the best way to do it is to make it very uncomfortable for them to be in the space that they want to be
completely,
in.
Completely, exactly. If they're in the kitchen having a cup of coffee, you need to give them the bums rush. The job with the taking out the sitting room wall, that's over.
Okay, Grod is free next week, so he... Yeah. are you not touring? Never.
Never.
Never. I was just saying, you could go over and maybe put a little focus on that. I mean, it's really tough, actually, too. I really feel for you because it's really hard because, you know, they want to do it. And sometimes I think it ends up costing you a hell of a lot more money in the end because by the time they go to B&Q 700 million times.
Well, my experience of that is that it does, yeah. But what I will say is do the essentials for a start, okay? Like the backsplash, you probably need that done.
Yeah.
The new bathroom, okay. If you've started a new bathroom, get that done.
Yeah.
But this thing of taking out the sitting room wall, if there's a hole there, put a painting over it. Live with that until you've...
It is a prioritising thing.
Until the other stuff is done.
And you need
what
to.
I will say as well is, if the mother-in-law is still around, have a conversation. Because she could be your ally in this.
Yeah, she could manage him.
I know mothers and sons, like the mother-in-law, it's difficult. But I would say just go to her and say...
What are you saying? I am a mother of sons. And believe me, I will be on the girlfriend's side all the way. Because otherwise I'm in a home.
I believe that when I say
girlfriends
it.
Girlfriends or boyfriends. I believe that when I say it. Open-minded me. Listen.
But what I will say is, right, get a calendar out, decide what has to be done when. But also get this mother-in-law on your side. Just show her how you're living. Say, look at this, they haven't done anything yet. And get her, because she's the one that will nudge this along. If you get her on your side, sow some poison seeds. Even say to her, listen, I'll make a deal. Right? Grandkid within 2 years. You can go back on us.
What?
You don't have to commit to it.
Oh my gosh.
Say, listen, if you want a grandkid in 2 years, while you're young enough to still look good in the Christmas photographs, I'll sort that out for you,
God,
Barbara. No problem.
How are we friends?
You know what
is
I want?
This about?
I want that new bathroom and I want it done sharpish. You don't have to commit to it.
Stop that now. That's not a conversation. You cannot say that.
I totally can say that.
You cannot promise some grandchildren and not produce. Anyway.
People do that all the time.
No, they don't.
They absolutely
There's
do.
Two issues I'm going to say.
She needs somebody on her side. And if the mother-in-law isn't around, what she needs to do is take the father out of the equation.
Ah, but you can't.
No, but I mean, take him out of the conversation. Just sit the husband down and say, listen, if you think for 1 second...
This is the way our life's going to be.
Moontour, that this is the way I'm going to live. Moontour. I've been living with this since February.
Moontour.
Cop on.
I think that's her term of endearment. Moontour.
I'd say that's very much boudoir speak.
You know, actually, part of me would say, yeah.
Did you have a little smacker of a moontour?
No, I didn't. There wasn't really one in my school for that, no.
Okay, well, that's our advice. Your options are...
You have to focus them. You have to focus them on the project.
A calendar.
Or move out.
Blackmail. Grandkid blackmail. I know Niamh's not for it, but
no,
I'm
not for
don't
it.
Take it off the table.
I can't condone that. I can't. I can't condone it, trust me. But I'm going to say, if you really, really,
reproductive
really,
blackmail. We've coined a phrase.
No, stop it. No, you can't do that. It has to be, you focus them on the project, you give them a time frame. You have to give my husband a time frame. I'm not saying you have to give my husband a time frame, but that's what I have to do in order to make it happen. If you give him an open-ended date, it's never going to be done. So you need to say, people are coming. I know, have a party. And then people have to come. And then he has to have it done.
That's a very good idea.
Have a housewarming party and tell him it has to be done by then. That's it.
And then say to the mother-in-law, and if it's not...
Stop with the grandkids.
If it's not,
stop with the potential grandkids.
A grandchild.
That's awful.
Ever.
Awful. I can't condone that
ever.
At all. Anyway.
It's the only pair you have.
We're stopping for a moment to remind you that Agony Rants is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show, you can become a member for as little as €5 a month. Let's be honest, a cup of coffee, right? And in return, you'll get bonus content from us and all of the shows across the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
I love when Niamh struggles to say podcast. It's literally my favourite thing in the world. I think we should just allow you to say wireless.
Okay, darling, it's not that. I'm just so excited about Head Stuff because they do such great stuff. You
That's
know,
what it is,
I forget it's a podcast situation. Our bonus content will be coming soon. And to be honest, I haven't even heard it.
Yeah, no, Niamh won't hear it until it's out in the world. She'll know because she'll sign into Twitter and realise she's been cancelled.
I mean, I've lived it, but I haven't actually heard it. So the show we're cross promoting this week is Cine Stream Club. Now, I love this idea because it's a show where comedians Trevor Brown, Edwin Salmon and Andrea Farrell are talking classic movies. Now, I assume they're not just going to talk about, what actors involved in it. I suspect there'll be some sort of funny
an
take.
Angle. There's a bit
take.
Of an angle.
Yeah, so I love classic movies, so I'll be definitely all over this. So have a listen and see if you like it.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Ed.
And I'm Andrea.
And we are
the Cinestream Club,
where we take a movie
that society deems a classic
and put it to the Cinestream test,
where we ask all the tough questions like,
does this movie make any sense?
Why isn't Tom Hanks in this movie?
How many sandwiches are in this film?
What kind of watches are people wearing?
Was that sex scene really necessary, says my mother?
What trivia does Trev know in Trev's Trivia?
What trivia do I know in Trev's Trivia?
That's what I said.
Okay.
Yeah. All these questions and more will be answered every fortnight in the Cinestream Club.
Available from wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, thank you. What have we learned today,
precious little. I mean, get a calendar.
Get a tradesman.
Get a tradesman. Get rid of the teacher. Get a plumber.
No, stop it. Anyway, listen, look after yourselves. If you have a chance, please come and subscribe or leave a lovely note to say how fabulous you think we are.
Yes, leave a review wherever you do your listening, and we would be really, really appreciative.
And don't forget to check out the other Head Stuff podcasts.
What the fuck, you said podcasts? Well done. Here we go.
I would say after a year, I'll probably
the
get that
face
down.
Of progress. Bye.
Bye.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
Being a parent can be really challenging.
Child and Family Resource Network focuses on connecting pregnant parents and those with kids under the age of 5 with free support services to help them on their parenting journey. Everyone deserves someone they can turn to for help with parenting. Visit childandfamilyresourcenetwork.org today. Being a parent can be really challenging. It's normal to feel uncertain about whether you're doing the right things to raise healthy and happy children. That's why Child and Family Resource Network focuses on connecting pregnant parents and those with kids under the age of 5 with free support services to help them build confidence in their parenting journey. Everyone deserves to have someone they can turn to for support with parenting. Visit childandfamilyresourcenetwork.org today.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.